Hey, you okay? You don't look okay. Here, I'm staying with you, okay? Just go grab a blanket real quick first. Can you do that for me? And then I'll do my best to make things bearable. Got it? Okay, good. Now, make sure all of you is covered. Your feet's up to you. I mean, personally, I like mine out when I sleep most of the time. But everyone's a bit different, you know? You're freaking out again, aren't you? It's okay. I understand. I've been there. I know it's real, and I know it sucks. I promise you, everything is okay. At least, it will be. And I'll be right here with you for as long as you need me to be. Just, bring it in. I'll be the big spoon, and you can just feel my warmth against your back. Pressing into you. Close your eyes, okay? And just feel me. Focus on nothing but me. Black everything out. None of it matters. Nothing except my warmth, my arms around you. Black everything else. And just focus on me, okay? Hold on to my voice. I'll hold on to you, and I'll keep you safe, no matter what. It won't last forever. You know that. The anxiety, the unhappiness. Those feelings are only temporary. I get them too sometimes. For me, it's the worst at night. I think of them as the dark times. That's what I call them, at least. But I found my relief. My non-prescription medicine. The trick to my own personal psychology to make them bearable. Just to even send them away. And the trick is you. Knowing you're there for me. That no matter what, no matter how big, how small, how silly and trivial, you will listen to me. Nah, you don't even need to say anything. You just need to let me hold you like my self-warming teddy bear. You're always here for me. No, just let me be here for you. And try to ease your muscles. Focus on your breathing. Try to make it steadier. And do it for me, okay? Deeper. Here. I'll breathe with you. Why don't you just snuggle close and let your breaths match mine? Let your heartbeat slow down and match mine. And just focus on breathing and my voice and nothing else. Let the warmth of my voice cover you in a protective blanket. Breathe in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Slowly. Deeply. Gently. In with me. Release with me. You've got it. In with me. Release with me. See? You're great at this. In with me. Release with me. Every breath in, just taking in my warmth and my love. Every breath out, just letting go of the bad, the tightness. In with me. Release with me. And just relaxing. Sinking. I've got you. I'm holding you. And I will talk to you so long as you need me. You know it's not exactly hard for me to keep talking. And it's not a burden either. I love to talk. So why don't you just curl into me and let me do one of my favorite things. And just remember, this is only temporary. None of those feelings are really real. It's just anxiety, a chemical imbalance that is going a bit wonky right now, amplifying problems and creating ones where there is none. But it will go away in just a bit of time, I promise you. We'll put it all in its proper perspective. And just hold on and be strong, and I'll be strong for you. Here, I'll stay up here holding your body and keeping you safe and warm. How about you just leave all of your worries, your sadness, your anxiety, leave it up here with our bodies to slowly dissipate away while you and me, we go somewhere else. Leaving it all behind. And just close your eyes nice and tight. And see yourself, your mind, your you, your state of consciousness, your moment of thought. Coming with me, a hand, a metaphorical hand. If you think about it hard enough, something as simple as your hand in mine. You will find at least one of your senses will pick up on the signals coming from your brain. You'll feel it, the warmth of it, the firmness of my grasp on you. I won't let go. Look down and see it. Our hands clasped together. Nothing else matters. All you have to do is trust me. Follow me away, leaving your thoughts, the words and phrases going on inside your head, leaving them behind so we can go to a place of simple quiet, peace. You're completely safe. I'm here with you, my words to help calm you, my voice to guide you. Just focus on your breathing and feel your muscles loosening one by one. Feel the warmth of my body pressed against yours. And for every place I am touching you, just feel that part of your body loosening, relaxing, starting with your feet, your ankles. Loosening. I'm afraid I am a bit of an aggressive cuddler, so it's standard for me to loop a leg over yours, keep you tightly held by me. Feel that weight on your legs, that calming, comforting feeling in your calves and thighs relax into me. Your belly, my arms wrapped around it. Feel those inner muscles letting go, releasing and relaxing. Your shoulders, your arms, untensing almost vividly as you drop them a bit. Breathe out and let the tension go. Your neck, your head, and just leaning into me completely now, being supported. I'm here for you. Better? Good. And just let your body loosen and just concentrate on the nonsense coming out of my mouth. Here, I'll just talk about something happy. Like Mikey. Mikey was this dog I fostered for a little bit. And like all dogs, he was basically a puppy in spirit. He was like a mixture of black lab and something with like slightly longer fur. And the story is they found him somewhere in the south just running around a mountain by himself. So one of the places I foster for took him in and sent him up here. And I watched him for a little bit. Now, Mikey was probably the friendliest dog you've ever met in your life. He loved absolutely everyone. I watched my friend's weenie dog for a week while I had him, and they were instantly the best of friends. He made friends with the neighbors' dogs, since all of my neighbors seemed to have dogs. And he was giving my one neighbor's elderly dogs the most exercise ever, because they would do that silly little thing dogs do where they run from one side of the fence all the way to the other side of the fence, back and forth, back and forth. And he was an absolute blast. He also provided for me one of the happiest moments in my life. I had never been to a dog park before. And so me and my friend took Mikey to a dog park. And I'm pretty sure heaven is a dog park, at least for me. It is just happy dogs everywhere, every size, every breed, every shape. Just an entire herd of them. There was probably like 30 dogs there the day I went. And they were all each other's bestest friends. There was more butt sniffing going on than you've ever seen in your life. Just a constant butt sniffing, which, you know, for doggies means, hi, I love you. But Mikey, he had already been spoken for. He already had somebody who wanted to adopt him, but they couldn't do it for 2 weeks because they were moving into a new place. So, if he hadn't had an adopter ready, 100% he would have been adopted by somebody at that dog park. Because Mikey made it his personal mission to go say hi to every single human and every single dog. He'd run up to one person for pets, and then he'd run up to the next set of people for pets. Every single person there just loved Mikey. it was the sweetest thing ever. Anyways, it was the funniest thing. There was this one gigantic mastiff, I guess. They look like bulldogs, except gigantic, like a child could ride them. And it doesn't have to be a small child. He started drinking water, and he would lift his head from drinking water, and this little chihuahua would go to drink water from the same bowl. And you just see all this drool dripping down onto the little chihuahua's head from the big mastiff. Oh, so gross, but really funny. I loved that you could just pick up a tennis ball and throw it, and you'd see like 10 dogs go chasing after it. So we would joke about which one would get it. It was really a blast. If you want happiness, go to a dog park for a day with the sunshine beating down on you and all these happy, friendly, wonderful puppers. And they all love pets. And just like you, right? You like pets, don't you? I like it when I run my fingers through your hair. Does it feel good? Just relax for me a bit more, okay? I know things suck, but Tomorrow they'll be better. Tomorrow everything will be better, I promise you, okay? I wouldn't lie to you. Have a good night.